I stand by my claim that you are a walking encyclopedia of punk rock. I gave you that title when I was trying to stump you and be like, find a band that you hadn't heard of. And I'm like, my local hometown pop punk band, Fred's Fear. There's no way a guy from Russia knew that band. They're like, no, they're amazing. And then you told me about an album they released that I didn't even know existed.
I remember that. That was funny.
They're working on a new album. I talked to Dave.
Oh, I don't know that.
They're working on it. According to Dave, Big Nose, apparently they're working on a new album.
So, Lagwagon, they came back with a brand new release after Resolve came out in 2005, and it's been a long time.
But, like, yeah, I thought that's, like, I didn't even know Lagwagon had a new album out, because when would Lagwagon album come out?
And this is amazing, you know, in my opinion, they've always been a very interesting band. Joey Cape is an amazing songwriter.
Yes.
They've always been a great musicians, but I think that this album, they went to the level of, like, you know, we're Descendants and now. It's like, you know, it's the absolute, it's not only great songs, to me, when you listen to the album, I'm always looking for great songs, but also when you listen to the record, it's so interesting to see what's going on. Not only just like just listen, but like if you hear actually what's going on in the background, the production, the songwriter, it's really, really interesting.
The way everything's orchestrated.
Yeah. And the reason we will play a song called Obsolete. This is a six-minute song. And when I heard, like, when I saw that there's a six-minute song, I was like, this is bullshit. Like, it's way too long for a punk song.
Yeah.
But when I kind of listened to the whole thing, it's so interesting. Like, there's a few different parts.
Yeah.
The intro takes about a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
There's a few different parts. Every part is so catchy. And that's just the intro. And then it goes classic, like, back in. I don't want to spoil it.
All right.
It's just amazing.
We will listen. I'm excited. You better deliver, because Tim talks you up a pretty good story. All right, so this is Lagwagon. What's the song called again, Tim?
Obsolete.
Obsolete. All right. This is Red Radio. Let's go. We'll be right back.
an asshole anymore. You're tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting very live on the top of Burnaby Mountain. I am your host, Johnny Bones. Welcome back to the show, Boils and Ghouls. That was an amazing block of punk rock.
Punk rock? I said that word weird.
Punk rock. Courtesy of my good friend, Russian Tim, from CITR's Rocket from Russia. Our sister show on a sister station. Did you guys know that on Thursday you can get, combined, 3 hours of pure punk rock every Thursday?
Yeah.
That's a lot. Good times. Tim, give them a rundown of what we heard a little bit.
Yeah.
Enlighten about your favorite punk albums of 2014, please.
Yeah, that was like, so their opening song was by Lagwagon from their brand new studio album called Hang, and that was song Absolutely Obsolete. And like I said, that was like a very interesting song to listen to.
It's a well orchestrated song. I will give that to you, sir.
Yeah, it's like almost like The Decline. I wish.
It's like half The Decline.
It's like, no, yeah, third. Six times three is 18 minutes.
Yeah, there you go. Third.
Here are my numbers. Right after that, we heard the band called Only Crime, and that was a song called We Are Divided from their album called Pursuance. This band features Russ from Good Riddance and Bill Stevenson from Descendants. Correct.
Yes, and it was I'd never heard of that band.
Yeah,
it was damn good.
Yeah, and again, like they also like they're all fantastic musicians. Like Bill Stevenson, he produces like all the main records in punk rock.
Yeah.
So like it's also one record that's they're more like on the hardcore side of things. But again, like it's a really interesting record to listen to, because if you listen the whole production and especially the song structures, if you listen to the whole album, it's interesting. They have like intro, chorus, verse,
yeah.
And a few songs on the album, they finish the songs with a bridge. Bridge is usually completely different.
They finish the song
the bridge. So
really?
It's like intro, verse, chorus, verse, chorus.
Yeah.
And then they leave the song, but it's usually so epic that it's like it's really interesting like song structures. Yeah, I on this album, Only Crime, I go for song structures. It's very interesting. And then we heard a new track from Swingin' Otters from there. That was a title track, Fistful Apollo. And yeah, another great record, Swingin' Otters. They're trying new things on this album. On the past two albums, Johnny, the lead singer, he tried writing with new members of the band.
Mm-hmm.
The last album was written with Jack. He wasn't Dead to Me. He was in One Man Army. So it has a little bit of like this sound, like a specific sound that Jack writes. This one, he wrote with a new bass player, because Spike, who wasn't in the game, my first Nicky Games, he left. So, two records, a little bit different from Swingin' Otters, but when you listen to it, he's like, I wrote with this guy, then I wrote with the other guy. Yeah. Two new members, for him as a songwriter, it's very interesting to write songs.
It's new, it's fresh, right? Yeah, it's different, you get out of the rut. And coming as a songwriter, I know how that goes.
Exactly, like, fresh blood in the band, talented dudes, and he's been doing it for like over 20 years.
Yeah.
New people, let's do it to the new people. So it's like exciting. And two new albums by Swingin' Otters that a little bit different from the classic Swingin' Otters.
Yeah, but it's good though.
Exactly.
It's good. It's fresh, right? And that's what I like.
Exactly. And the final track was by the Menzingers, which you haven't gotten into yet.
That was a pretty good song.
That was a song, I Don't Want to Be an Asshole Anymore. And this is the best video of the year. If you haven't seen it,
I have not.
Google it, or whatever, YouTube it. Menzingers, I Don't Want to Be an Asshole Anymore. This is the best video of the year. It's funny, it's sad, it's smart, it's humor, it's the other one. Yes.
Yes. I think you can sell me almost anything, Tim. I think it's the accent. I don't know.
Buy the accent.
I buy into the accent. No, I buy into your knowledge of punk.
It's passion.
It is passion. I think it goes beyond knowledge. I think passion is the only definition for it. Because I don't know anyone else who would listen to 1,200 releases in 1 year. And not just be like, oh yeah, I kind of checked out these albums. Like, you know these albums. You listen to the song structure and how they're orchestrated and how, what the hell's their name? Only Crime Ends on Bridges.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It is interesting. You're interesting, Tim.
Thanks, man.
If you guys have never heard of Tim before, as I said before we started talking here, he does have an amazing punk rock show that you can catch every Thursday at 10 a.m., 12 hours before you listen to this show, so you can start your day and end your day with punk rock on CITR 101.9. So what are we going to do now? We've got all your favorite pop punk. Now, I'm not much of a pop punk guy, so you're going to have to work pretty damn hard to impress me with pop punk.
But I am. I am my favorite.
I know you are.
I know you don't like it, but my favorite stuff is pop punk, so I brought a stack of records with my favorite pop punk songs, and we'll start with a band called Masked Intruder. Have you heard of them?
I have heard of them, but I have not listened to them very much.
Okay.
But they got a whole following. They got like a thing going, don't they?
Yeah, there's the whole story about them, and again, like, it's just like a joke, a funny story, but I like that about the band because they have it. So they met in prison.
Yes.
They wear masks. They wear masks green, red, blue, and yellow.
Yes, they're like superheroes.
Yeah, they match, their mask matches their guitars and their Converse shoes.
Yeah.
So all their songs are about love and crime. And this is the song we're going to hear. So they have the whole story. And we will hear a song called Crime Spree. This is a song on going on date, but going on a crime spree.
At the same time.
But it's like, just imagine.
Is this song about stealing a girl's heart?
There will be some song. But like, just imagine chicks dig it, doing gangster rap. Without rap, just the gangster aspect.
Okay. All right. I'm in. All right. Masked Intruder. What's the song?
Crime Spree.
Crime Spree. All right.
This is a song about Crime Spree. It's called Crime Spree.
Very good. We'll be back.
nothing left to break. I know I promised if the ground shakes that it wouldn't be an earthquake, but no train has left the station and no other explanation. So now you're analyzing fault lines and convincing yourself of past lies. Should I break a vow of silence? Scream, get out of the basement.
You are listening to Rad Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM. I am joined here by my good friend Russian Tim from CITR. And he has been playing some amazing pop punk music for you. Now, we don't play a lot of pop punk on Rad Radio, mostly because I don't listen to it all that much. But I do have a lot of friends that are in pop punk bands, like Ellesmere and Remember Lightbright.
Oh!
And Contra Code.
Yeah.
And actually, Contra Code's not really pop punk. They're pretty badass. I don't know. I don't know what I call them. But I'm versed in punk. But no one is more versed in punk rock in general than the man right beside me here, Russian Tim.
Tim,
give the people the rundown quickly before we gotta take a little break here for some commercials.
Yeah, like you know me, I love my pop punk and.
Yes, you do.
And so like we started a band called Master Intruder. Like I said, this is the band which they write songs about girls and crime.
Yes.
And that was a song, Crime Spree, going on a date and doing some crime spree, stealing pizzas, cigarettes, and beer.
That could be a good first date.
That's a good date. Like, hey,
and then
we heard a band called Hospital Job. They have a song called Redemption Town. This is my favorite.